Hello, 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 guys. Welcome to the very first episode of Latina Boss Chica. I'm so excited to finally be doing this. We're doing the podcast. It has been scary to start this, but I feel like it is time. It is time to take more space, take on more space as a Latina. Not only for myself, but to do all the things that I want to do and help other Latinas grow and go for their dreams. If you don't know me, my name is Ana Benzan. I am a blogger and an entrepreneur. And today we'll be talking about self-love. Self-love especialmente for Latinas, which, you know, you might think, well, self-love is self-love, right? Like, it's the same tips. But I feel... Now, listen to me. I feel like Latinas have it a little bit different when it comes to pretty much everything. But when it comes to self-love, we have a different set of, what should I call them? Challenges, right? I think that the things that we face as Latinas are definitely different from the things that somebody else faces because of our background. And the things that we actually struggle with. So before we get into it, I just want to catch up with you. If you haven't visited my blog or follow me on Instagram or Facebook, I just relaunched my blog. My blog used to be very much about pretty much everything. It was a lifestyle blog that had fashion tips, all kinds of stuff, and it was a very general thing. I would like to call it was a very all over the place. Okay, I didn't want to, although I always worked to embrace my Latinidad and to help other Latinas, I never put it out there like that because I felt like I didn't want to exclude anyone. But here's how I feel about that now. If you look around, there's plenty of content being created for everyone else, okay? There are plenty of websites and magazines and books and, you know, all kinds of stuff being created for everybody else, especially for the white female. So why not have something that is created for us, the Latinas? And this doesn't mean that a white person cannot come and read my content or consume my content. Absolutely. I actually love everybody. I mean, I have white friends, nothing against no one, but the content I create is especially for Latinas, meaning I don't hold back when a Spanish word wants to come out, and I speak from a very Latina perspective because I want to connect with other Latinas. I don't want to feel like I have to tone down my Latinidad. And this is something that we're also going to cover today and talk about today, how sometimes we feel like we have to tone down our Latinidad. In this space, I don't want to feel like that, and I don't want you to feel like that. And that goes, you know, here in the blog, on my website, on my Facebook, on my Instagram. I want my space to feel very encouraging and designed for us to be who we fully are, whether that means that we might want to speak in Spanish, say a word in Spanish, or maybe that means that we don't. So whatever it is that you want to be, I want my space to allow you to do just that. So I launched the new blog with a new ambitious dream, and that is, well, the blog serves self-love tips for Latinas and also Instagram tips for everyone, really, but I keep drawing in a lot of Latina friends. So basically, I want you to start trusting yourself more, start loving yourself more, to know your self-worth, and to be able with that to put yourself out there on Instagram and create your brand and grow your brand. So that's what we're going to be talking about. We are going to have other Latinas come in the show and talk about their journeys, their self-love journey, and how self-love played a part in them starting their businesses and doing amazing things. So one of my first blog posts that I have on the blog up right now is called Self-Love Especialmente for Latinas, Why It's Necessary and Overdue. So one of the things that I wanted to share with you on that post was basically why I think that we need to talk a lot more about self-love, and why I think that as Latinas we face different things or different hurdles when it comes to self-love, like I said before. I feel like we live in a world that doesn't really represent who we are as Latinas, and that's not only on the in the media, mainstream media here in the United States, but also on Spanish TV. I feel like we as a culture lack self-love and acceptance. We sometimes want to tone down, like I was saying before, tone down our Latinidad, you know, like tone it down a little bit, like I'm Latina, you know, they know I'm Latina, but I'm just gonna like kind of not act very Latina, you know, if a Spanish word is gonna come out, I'm gonna suppress that and all that stuff. And I feel like that needs to stop. We need to embrace who we are. Of course, we adapt to different situations and all that, but we need to own our background and own who we are as Latinos, as whatever country you're from, and then in a personal level, your traits, the things that make you you, the things that make you original. It's very difficult as a Latina kid having great self-love when you grow up watching TV that shows you everything you're supposed to be and look like, and that looks nothing like you. If we watch Spanish TV, I did the Spanish TV limpia. I just don't watch it. I just don't think it's good for you. I don't really watch a lot of TV in general, but if you really watch Spanish TV, you're gonna see that we're not really represented. Yes, a lot of us are light skinned and have blue eyes, but a lot of us are brown and have brown eyes. So, or are dark skin or have curly, kinky hair. And you don't see a fair representation of who we are as Latinos and the way we actually look as Latinos. And our stories are not told. It's not fair, right? For me, that's something that really bothers me when I see the TV and the novelas, and I don't see kids, so I don't see women that look like my nieces. My nieces are dark skin, right? So we grew up in a world, I grew up in the Dominican Republic until the age of 14. So the international shows and everything else like that, you grow up watching something, trends that are not really embracing the way that you look or the way that your family looks or that are telling your true stories, right? You're looking at people with blue eyes and blonde hair and, you know, skinny, super tall. There's just, it's very exclusive, right? Definitely not inclusive. You see a certain type of woman being portrayed, you know, a certain type of look. And I just don't think it is good for us as Latinas to grow up watching that. And I speak more about that on the blog post on my blog, positivelyanna.com. Go see it if you haven't. So that is the reason why I decided to create a self-love blog, but for Latinas. I mean, in the beginning, it was just going to be, self-love and Instagram tips, whatever. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to do self-love for Latinas because I need to bring up these issues that affect us as Latinas that maybe don't affect anybody else. And I want to create a space where I can talk to other Latinas and hear their stories and hear how these things affected them growing up or how they affect them now. So I feel like if you're a Latina right now, if you're maybe you're a blogger, maybe you're you have a 9-to-5, maybe you want to open up your own business, whatever it is that you're doing, you need to keep your people in mind, because we need to create more for us. If we don't start creating more content for us, no one is going to do it. Besides, it's super smart to focus on Latinas because we spend like more than everybody else. Seriously, super smart. But also because, man, we have children, we have kids and nieces and nephews coming up, and we need more representation of what we really are and what we really look like. Okay, we need better role models. Okay, we need our girls thinking that they can do way more than just becoming a Miss Universo, a Miss Venezuela, a Miss República Dominicana. Cool if you want to do that. I mean, I respect it. But what about, you know, the sciences? You know, you can do anything you want to do as a girl. You don't just have these two things to pick from. Like, you either become a Miss something, a Miss Universe, or you become a TV host or the weather girl. No, you have so many options. And I want, personally, I don't have any children yet, but when I do, I want my girls to grow up with that vision, and my boys too. I don't know if I'm going to have a boy or a girl. But I have nieces, and I want them to feel like they can truly accomplish anything they want to accomplish in life, right? So we need to start creating more content for us. Content by us, for us, because who understands you better than another Latina? Who gets you better than another girl that has had a similar upbringing, that has experienced similar things? So get to it. Get to it. I mean it. And the girls that you see, the Latinas that are creating something, that are doing something, reach out to them. Support them. Really, really support them. Be there for them. We need to uplift one another. Not because you're doing something as a Latina and you see another Latina doing something and doing great things. That's a competition. The other way around. I think the more you collaborate and get together with other women, with other Latinas, the better. It is going to be. All right. So if you haven't visited the blog, like I said before, go to positivelyana.com. Let me know what you think about the post. I have that post that I mentioned before, why we need self-love as Latinas. Feel free to leave a comment. And also, if you don't follow me on Instagram, my handle is ana.benzan. That is ana.benzan. And you can also find me on Facebook as Ana Benzan or Positively Ana. Give me a follow there. I'm going to be posting a lot more stuff. And if you know any website or any girl, or you are someone who's creating content, you're a blogger, you have a store, you have a business, whatever, you're a girl who's doing something, reach out. I would be happy to support you and to promote you. And because I want to see us grow as women, and especially for Latina girls. Also, super important, I prepared this 7-day selfie love challenge. How cute does that sound? Seriously, it's a 7-day selfie love challenge, because I feel like one of the things that we're missing in the whole equation is to trust ourselves, more self-worth, and more self-love. So I have a 7-day challenge where when you sign up, you're going to get an email every single day with exercise. You're going to get a downloadable ebook type of thing, you know, like a workbook. And also you're going to be part of a free, of course, Facebook group where we're going to be sharing our responses and motivating each other to embrace our self-love journey. This was my first podcast episode, and I am so excited. I cannot tell you that I did it alone, because I have my cat laying right next to me for emotional support. Hey, babe, that's my co-host, or your co-host, babe. So it's Ana and babe hanging out here in my room. coming to you wherever, I don't know, iTunes, I don't know where you're listening, but either way, the whole message of this podcast is we need to create more as Latinas for Latinas. It is urgent, necessary. So whatever you're thinking about doing, do it today. If you are fearful about taking the first step, stop working. I mean, not don't stop working. Start working towards having the courage to start. Go read stuff that is going to help you out. Go sign up for that selfie love challenge. That's going to help you a lot to accept yourself more and to begin that self-love journey, which in turn is going to help you have more confidence to start your business or whatever it is that you want to do. Like I said, say hi on social media, girl. This is not a monologue. This is a conversation and I want to hear from you. And other than that, girl, gracias for listening, you know. What an honor that you led me into your life a little bit and you're listening to me and this podcast. Como dije, mi primera vez. O sea, como yo creo que baby yo hicimos un buen trabajo. So, nada, nos vemos en la próxima. Mucho amor, muchos besos. Y lo que sea que tú vayas a comenzar, comiénzalo hoy. No mañana, comiénzalo hoy. I believe in you. I'm here for you. That's all for today. And saying bye. Hasta la próxima.